This week on Shotcast with Slater Harrison.
Mom, look, I'm gonna do a cannonball.
Mom, you're not watching.
The yeah. kid comes up for air and is like, what was it? And you're like, yeah, I was a 10. Like, out of what? She's like, 100.
Look what happened to him. Deadbeat.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.
Sure. Oh my god, it's just like the consistency.
Come on, it's not that bad.
It's like light syrup.
It's medicinal.
And it
should make you feel better.
I'm crying. I'm crying.
It's an emotional beverage.
It is. It was bringing up trauma. That's how deep it went into my soul just now.
I'll let it soak in.
Oh my god. Oh. All right. Hide your kids, hide your wife, because I have Jake Lemonade on today.
Catch me outside.
Yeah, it's nobody's got time for him, including me, especially because he's a freaking serial killer with his choice of alcohol. It's Jägermeister, if you didn't catch our amazing Truman riff at the top. I don't know when I'm going to edit it to start, but maybe I'll keep that in. If not, now we just look like Nazis. So it's fine.
A lemonade special, a little bit of Jäger up top.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so what possessed you to poison me today? Why? You used to bartend, you drink Jäger, isn't that what you said?
I bartended in my earlier days, so we would always, this is a bar in Ohio called Skipper's.
Skipper's, shout out.
Hell yeah.
If you're ever in Ohio. Yeah.
What's up, Oxford, Ohio? Shout out Skipper's. But I used to bartend at their upstairs bar, and they're actually going to hate that I admit this, but I used to, you walk up to the bar.
The kids.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. Come here, children. Let me feed you a liquor.
You have a diddling face, I feel like.
What the fuck?
You're getting hungover brain today.
Yeah.
And then it's going to, and then I'll be sharp once I get this freaking devil's jizz in me. I don't even know. It's disgusting. But what'd you do?
Liquid. But yeah, we were bartending up there. And so what people would do is they'd come up to the bar and they'd ask for the lemonade special. And it would just be a Jäger bomb or a Jäger barrel. And then I would just not charge them. And so even to this day, if you go up to the bar and ask for a lemonade special, there's like three bartenders.
Really?
That still know that deal, yeah.
You're like the OG angel shot, you know, that whole thing?
Yeah, except for instead of being like, oh, we'll call the cops. They're like, well, we're going to call the cops, but it's because he's got a gun.
You're packing heat.
Exactly.
You get a gun with every shot, actually.
I did
you
have
get
to.
Shot with a shot.
Yeah, shot, shot,
shot. Shot,
No, I had to take a gun out of somebody's hand at a bar one time. That was
really? Yeah, okay, wait, this is fucking Florida, man. So let's preface that. Yeah, no, that was it. All I have to do is say Florida, man.
That's all you need.
I think people get it. That's so you brought that charm to Ohio? That's
yeah, you know, you got to bring the Florida man to the other people. You can take me out of the swamp. You can't take the swamp out of the boy.
Yeah, no, clearly with your fucking choice today. Wait, so, why were you living everywhere all the time all at once? You're running from the law? Can you talk about that publicly?
Because
I'm not going to cut it out.
That's all right.
I want
you
to get arrested for this. This is a hate crime.
I mean, why not go to jail for a fifth time, I guess would be.
Wow, you went four times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to beat
those
rookie numbers.
Yeah,
look
so
at me,
hard.
The face of crime in America.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get a mugshot?
Yeah, I have a few, yeah.
Yeah?
You can put it up on the screen if you want.
Do you have them? Yeah.
I'll put it up. I'll send it to you. Look up my legal name, Jacob Lenemont, and then
mugshot,
and you'll see the maybe the second sexiest mugshot in the world next
to Elvis. Wow, really?
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
You
like it?
It's not
bad.
You
gonna print it out and get your own copy?
My last girlfriend used to pick me up from the airport with it printed on my t-shirt, and she'd be like, "Welcome home," and I was like, "Fuck!"
Oh my god, that's actually amazing.
Yeah, it was a good time. She'd be like, "He's free," and I was like, "I'm just coming back from like work trip or whatever." But yeah, no,
he's free. He escaped.
Exactly.
He flew back.
Be like a big thing with like a banner, and I'd be like, we're going to Disney tomorrow. Don't do this.
Oh my god. Yeah. Do you ever wear the shirt? Do you ever self-promote?
I don't know where it is anymore. I probably lost it. Yeah.
But I want a copy of mine, dude.
Do you have a mugshot?
Yeah.
Ooh. What's the tea?
No, I just broke into a Six Flags.
Come on.
I think I told you
Most
that.
Most people get decapitated when they do that, so you made it out.
I didn't make it out alive, but so my mugshot was with that. I just remember the guy being like, I was so awkward when you're like standing there, and he's just like, I'm like, do I smile? I was like 19.
Yeah, but I'm smirking in mine.
Yeah,
sure.
So like I was being grinning. A fuck. Yeah.
It was mine was a week after my 21st birthday. The one I have that's still out there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still floating in the internet.
Oh yeah. I mean, charges are expunged, but the mugshots, you know, I like the mugshot. I've talked about it in job interviews before.
Really?
You know, when
you're like, this is my LinkedIn profile picture.
That would be the day I can quit corporate America is the day I'll make it my LinkedIn photo.
That'd be sick.
But like, whenever. you know, hiring managers are like, talk to us about a time you like battled adversity in the workplace. And I was like, well, I beat a charge at 21.
Oh,
and
my God.
That's worked for me twice in a job interview.
Okay, so, wait. So what was, did you have to spend a period of time? Or were you just in the drunk tank? You know?
No, like, never,
you
didn't really never, do hard I've never time. Been arrested for alcohol.
Okay.
It's only been white-collar crimes.
Okay.
And accidentally letting my license expire for, like, 2 years at a time and not knowing and then, or suspended or whatever.
Oh, that's here, yeah. Stupid.
It's all, like, dumb boy shit. But okay. A few of it, you know, maybe. Let's blur that out. Because that case might still be pending.
Let's flip it and reverse it.
A little boop boop on that one, but yeah. That's, no, so there's a couple of good
okay,
ones.
So you never spent the night behind bars.
No, because I would always convince the officer driving me to jail to stop by an ATM so I could pay bail before I'd have to go.
Wow.
Because if you get arrested on a Friday, you're stuck till Monday no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, please bring a boy to an ATM. And then so when I got arrested in Ohio, they dropped me, they pulled me to an ATM, and then they swung us by a Taco Bell, and we hung out for the evening until the sheriff got back.
Wow. If that's not white privilege, I don't know what is.
You got to use it if you have it.
That is so fucked up. Even in the South and Midwest.
Well, that was in Ohio. That was okay. In Florida. Well, that guy did try to shoot me. That cop did pull a gun on me.
Seriously?
We were coming back from a party, and I went over this bridge, and I was going 45, and the bridge turned into 35, and I didn't see it. And so we were like cruising.
I didn't see it. I was hammered.
Leave that out of
that's
the corner.
Not, that's
that
not out of why I was arrested.
All the windows were down. Jimmy Buffett was playing. You know, I was in my spot. And
God, you're such a Margaritaville kind of guy.
I'm a parrot head, you know.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of Hawaiian shirts? Just a sidebar.
You know, I used to have a lot of them. They've like been they're left all over the country. They're like my breadcrumb trail of the places.
Wow.
I've been.
Yeah. Oh my
they
God.
Never seem to make it back with me when I travel to a wedding.
You're like a serial killer that got everywhere. Yeah. Across the country.
That's my Joker's calling card.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're like,
what is this?
What's this man with the
Tommy Bahama chair? Jake exactly. Must have been near.
It's like just take the sunglasses off. He's like, the lemonade man strikes again.
Yeah, I can see MacGruber doing like a spinoff of trying to find you. That'd be sick.
Be a good one.
I'd pitch that.
Yeah, but we pulled into, so I didn't see the cops' lights until we were like, right over the bridge.
So you are known for just not noticing things right away.
I'm not a very observant, and then
it went that. I didn't see it.
Officer, it's not my fault. I wasn't paying attention to the road. But like the right over the bridge, you turn into my friend's driveway. So I was once I saw the lights, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna pull over on a bridge. So I just pulled into my friend's driveway.
You just go off the bridge.
Try to catch me now. But we parked, and then my friends didn't know that there was a cop, so they all tried to get out of the car. And then, so I opened the door to, like, stop them, and the guy was like, fucking freeze!
Oh, my God.
And we were like, yeah, and we're in, like, bathing suits, we're wet, we just come from a pool party, I'm in flip-flops.
Oh, my God. And,
we came from this party called Spam Fest, which is a big party in Huron, Ohio, that my buddy's uncle throws every year, and
is there Spam?
No, it's Spam Fest, like, Spam a lot.
Oh.
So he throws a different, like, themed party every year.
Okay. I was like, why are you guys eating Spam?
It's not that Midwest, we're not doing, like, mayonnaise-dipped chips or whatever.
Dude, well, yeah, fucking, Connecticut, or I think it was Connecticut. Yeah, they had. Wow, my voice is like going.
Connecticut.
I love that place. It makes me nervous. they just had a whole like pickle festival. Did you see that shit?
I did not see that, but I can.
Yo,
get
I fuck
that.
With that.
But I like then, a pickle.
But then. Then I saw the news footage of it, and I was like, "Thank God I didn't go."
Yeah, sure. I'm not gonna travel across state lines for a pickle festival. That's for sure.
I'm gonna rent a car. I'm gonna get a crew.
I got an Amtrak ticket. We're staying overnight.
I've been planning this for 5 years.
Boys, the trip's leaving the group chat. We gotta go to Connecticut for the pickle festival.
Don't worry, they have kosher for you, Brent. Dude, but it was like the footage itself. First of all, the caliber of people.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, I'm not judging, but
sure. Yeah. If I had to close my eyes and assume who was
Connecticut
at a
pickle people. Yeah, yeah. All right, CPP
the pickle people.
Yeah,
Peter Pipers are all over the place. Dude. God,
I was
going
to say, yeah, there was a lot of Peters there.
Sure, too many Peters. Bad Peter ratio at the pickle festival.
That's like too many Sallys at the seashore. You know, you gotta even it out.
Too many people peddling pickles at
the
festival.
You can't have too much competition.
Too much. It's too bad.
That's kind of like, you know, like people's, your Florida's rubbing off on me.
We don't sound like that.
The peoples.
The peoples. Yeah.
You got to listen to the peoples.
Mom, is that you?
It's the peoples' weed. Weed is for the people.
Boot is.
Boot is.
Peoples pickles.
Pickles, no. you ever see those? I think they started as like Facebook groups. And there's like people that have the same name. So they're like, it would be like a big,
all the Ryans. We have that in Florida, but it's like, oh, today all the Kevins are going to shoot at the sun.
All the DUI people.
Everybody with an ankle monitor, come to fucking 35th and 8th. We're going to have to shoot bullets into the sky.
We won't take you past the certain line where you're going to beep, right? Yeah, all know where the safe space perimeter, is.
Call your parole officer. We're getting together. It's Friday.
Dude, that's like, have you ever been to one of those?
To a parole meeting?
No. No, you skip those, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Why pay the bail if you still have to go to the beatings?
Yeah, what's the point? Did you ever go to a Jake Fest?
A Jake Fest? Yeah. I mean, I feel like most Manhattan open mics are Jake Fest. It's all a bunch of dumb white guys from the South that have moved up here to take over the scene. So,
dude, yeah. Also, that's why when it's like you, Jamie, and James, I'm like, this is too much Jay action for me.
I'll tell you what. Posters, everyone's like, is this just the same guy coming up with four different accents right now? I was like, what the
hell? It's just a schizophrenic comic.
Because James Lennon looks like if Jamie and I merged into one person. He gets like the red hair, but he's got like the beard. He's kind of like he's our Charizard.
Yeah, you guys like anamorph. Into each other, you little holographs.
We're getting ready to run a bunch of sketch stuff, and like since James and I got the show, and Jamie and I do the podcast and stuff, we're talking about making a Jay Walker Productions, and it's just gonna be us like running around in the streets.
Oh my god, wait, that's good. I like that.
Big brain.
Wow, smart. All right, so you never went to a Jay Fest.
James, you owe me $20 for that ad drop right there.
Promo. Don't worry, I'll let you plug stuff at the end. Yeah, I'll give you 30 seconds.
He was texting me on the way there, like, please.
Please, elevator pitch them. Yeah.
For all the Shotcast listeners, please tune into this thing that doesn't exist yet.
You know, my alcoholic listeners, they're definitely going to remember.
Alcohol enthusiasts, they're not alcohol.
Yeah, that's true. AE. Sounds
like attack your fans. Come on.
Yeah, no, they know.
They're brave soldiers.
I did a Shotcast by myself one episode, and I was just.
You're in a bathtub, just like.
Just shaking.
What do you guys want to talk about?
I'm like, I got to taper off.
Somebody call in, please.
Yeah. We're taking a live caller.
It's just me. You in the mom? You said you love me? Is that?
This is a cry for help.
They're like, this is Papa John's.
Oh, my God. This is not your mom. Yeah. Dude, those name fests remind me of like how there's now all the lookalike contests, like fucking... My two favorite people they just had in East Village. You haven't seen these lookalike contests?
I've seen
Timothée Chalamet kind of started it, and then Pedro.
Yeah, wasn't a guy from The Daily Show? Like the one of the like lighted
guys? Yeah, the gaffer or something. Yeah. Nice. I was like, dude, what? Man.
What life is he living that he gets to both pissed. Be a gaffer on that show and be Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, like you can't have both, bro. What the fuck? I hope he gets fired. But
every time I shave my mustache, that's when the cops really start showing up. Yeah, so I'm like, I can't be doing these lookalike contests. Yeah.
Who would you? Who would you be? Has anyone ever told you look like someone?
I was at George and Jack's like 2 weeks ago, and these two drunk guys in golf polos kept coming up to me.
Named George and Jack.
Yeah, it was the two.
They were there.
The namesake of the bar. But they kept coming up to me and being like, Scotty Scheffler, what's up, bro? And I was like, Scheffler. I don't watch enough golf to be like, oh yeah, but also I don't think I look like him.
Oh my God, you look like a golf person. I can see that. I don't know who Scotty Scheffler is.
Yeah, I get him a lot. I get Andrew Luck, who I guess used to play for the Colts. He's like a quarterback.
Okay, so you're getting athletes? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I know. Who would have thought PPL physique, this guy? Yeah, exactly. They don't know. It's the talent's inside you.
I love shitting on your weight for no reason.
You didn't know me when I was 300 pounds.
You look great. But apparently you still look like Jared from Subway.
Well, if you pulled that mugshot, I'm a little puffier than I was today.
Were you?
Yeah, because I think I was like 280 in that photo.
So, oh my God, that's
whatever
so
the record
funny.
Says back then. But yeah,
I gotta look that up, Scotty. Yeah. Wait, what's his last name?
Scheffler. I don't know. People say all that. I get him, Andrew Luck. I used to get Tim Tebow when I was younger, and I couldn't grow this much.
Oh my God, that's so unfortunate. I was like, rude. We're gonna just. Forget.
I think it's mostly because I grew up under, like, right below Gainesville, so everyone was like, "Yeah, that's probably the same guy." They're probably
this
related.
Fucking. No.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was like, there's no fucking way.
Maybe with the hat and the beard.
Yeah, everyone just sees a white guy with a beard, and you're like, we're one of seven people.
But yeah, exactly. What? No, yep, that's yep, not. Yep. And then what was the other one on the on what team?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew
from the Colts,
Luck.
Which I lived in Indianapolis for a little while, and so everyone there was like, what? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't
what?
Care about this.
No, you did not look like him at all. Wait, actually, kind of. Well, you know what's...
This is my impression of you. No, you don't. Oh, fuck it. Yeah, for both of them.
Like, I could see it. I could see it. From you that angle. There.
Yeah, from behind, yeah.
You're getting there, Jake. Wow, that's crazy. I've only gotten... what'd I get? Fucking Tina Fey sometimes. I'm like, I'll take it. Winona Ryder. and Shailene Woodley.
If you like didn't look
I'm
at
I'm like,
the, if
all those three maybe
like,
morphed together.
Sure, yeah, I can see
I'm
that.
I'm like, but why am I looking like 50-year-old woman? Like, can like, we bring it down a notch?
I know.
That's why I'll take Shailene Woodley, because at least she's, you know.
She's like in our
But she was dating Aaron Rodgers, so she's a psycho, too.
I have gotten Aaron Rodgers before.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anytime I wear a beat.
We're them in a different universe.
Yeah, it's literally just like, yeah, that's there you go.
Yeah.
That's the celebrity couple. What's the celebrity couple name?
I don't know.
Slaterade.
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 Yep. Yeah, that's good. That is good.
We got it.
I'd
it's
drink
decided.
It. I'll drink it. There I'll drink go. It over fucking Jaeger. You fucking
all right, what the hell?
Psychopath.
You said you weren't feeling well. I wanted to bring you some nice herbal medicine.
Oh, my God. You know what? Yeah, what's the history on it? Are you German? What are you?
I'm all the heavy drinking countries and Jewish, so we'll
really?
Lock it up a little bit. Yeah. French, Russian, Polish, German, Scottish. I don't know. Whatever. I said this on our pod, my like Honky Hour, a few weeks ago, but and I don't know the true origins of this because I don't think this guy was real. But my grandmother likes to claim that we were related to Macbeth, and I'm like, I think this
That's
is not a real guy. I was
too
like,
much.
I'm like, I
no.
think he's a Shakespeare character, and I think you have dementia. And she was like, no, it's a book. And
it's what my mom
like,
told me, and then her mom before that. So
she's
it must
like, no,
be
there's
true.
A there's a book about the guy. I'm like, you're just handing me.
This is a play,
yeah,
Grandma.
I'm like, I'm reading a script right now. She's like, no, it's your great.
That's insane. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I need to take, like, a 23andMe, because I don't believe my parents anymore about what I am. Cause like,
what
it's,
yeah,
it's,
what's the background?
It's, like, mostly Italian and Irish, but then, yeah,
about to
so,
all be German
so
here
you
in
think
a minute.
I could drink. I thought I could, yeah, and now yeah. I'm just a big puss pop, but it's fine.
Should we use the Jaeger glasses this time?
Oh, yeah. Let's switch it up.
We can go back and forth.
Yeah. They're dusty.
Yeah. For my ancestors. That's my grandma in there.
Macbeth, are you in there? Oh, she says hi. This looks like a double shot. I don't like it.
What the? It's literally 1 ounce.
Is that?
Come on.
That's.
Yours is just wider.
That's.
You just have girth. Rude. Lens in it, how it goes.
Rude. All right. Oh, God. I don't like that. I don't like that.
This is how you can tell
all.
They're vintage.
Yeah. They were never used. This is a family heirloom.
Yeah. It's from Macbeth. They're handed down through generations.
Ew.
I don't think we're going to get
I don't think so either, because who wants that much of it?
Whoa.
I should have got two. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
I mean, we're going to finish it regardless.
Amen. Well, half hour. We'll just start. We'll pour it on the ice cubes and eat it like cereal.
I would not be opposed to that, honestly. Yeah, you love doing that with random
Oh, yeah?
Things.
You know that about me?
I know you so well.
Oh, of course.
I wouldn't put it past you.
I've done worse. Where are the white women at?
You know what? I can't really taste anything.
Oh, you have COVID? Sick.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for inviting.
Yeah, dude. I had COVID and the flu.
Like recently?
A few months ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, double shot.
Yeah, and I was in Canada, and oof. Yeah, and I was
that's
flying.
That's the most upsetting thing.
Yeah, that was the most offensive, right? Yeah, I was like, it was like a different city every night, too, and I was, it was for like shows.
Sure.
And I was stripping.
Fun, yeah.
No, I was good. Actually running.
Wait, have you been to Beef?
I was running my motivational talks.
You gotta go to Beef, that's a good strip club in was that Quebec?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, I was like out like west.
With the elk, you're doing shows for the elk.
Yeah. I didn't see a moose, though. I was kind of upset about
it. That does suck, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a moose in real life?
I don't think so.
Really?
I feel like I would remember
it's
that.
The biggest animal you've seen. I don't know why I'm asking weird
you're like,
questions.
You're like, what's
but...
the biggest animal? What's the biggest animal you've ever seen?
What's the biggest animal you got on?
Ridden a few whales in my time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I mean, I actually have seen
someone people. Free Willy,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, exactly. Willie ain't never free, no matter. Yeah. But, no, I mean, I'm scuba diving, I've seen some pretty big catfish and some, like, big sailfish and stuff. So
that's the biggest that you've seen?
Well, I mean, I'm like, how close? I've like been to a zoo before and seen a giraffe.
Oh,
shit,
that's
but
cheating.
You know, it's like, okay,
yeah, that's
yeah,
cheating.
It's like in the wild. How many?
Yeah,
you know, I'm not all walking right. up on hippos in Florida. We don't have that many. You
know. I was gonna say I don't know.
I've seen
what...
some big. I've seen some like 20-foot alligators and shit though. They get crazy. Or, like
oh,
some big
yeah.
anacondas in the Everglades and stuff. Yeah, on the speedboats.
Yeah, you fight alligators.
Yeah, you gotta sit on the top of them. Yeah.
Do you really? Have you ever touched one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not. I was telling you this yesterday.
I know. Like, that's why I was like, is he serious?
You
or
can't.
No?
They can't. They don't have any opening power on their mouth. So like, you can hold their mouth closed like this. So there's guys that, like, they'll walk around, like, Ybor City or, like, Miami with alligators just, like, hanging out, and they just have a rubber band around their mouth. And they're like, you want to pet it? And
like a lobster claw.
Yeah, because they can't. They, once it's open, they'll fucking get you. But to open it, they don't have any power. So it's all the closing power. That,
really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, a law.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it's the only like, thing DeSantis
like
has passed.
Like Pavlov's yeah. rule. You know, like, yeah. It's. I feel like it's a...
That's, like, so deep.
Yeah. It's a scientific...
Once it's open, you can't just get a
close
it.
You can't close it. Yeah. It's Pavlov's Pandora.
Yeah, yeah. The Pandora's box of
alligators. What's in Pandora's box? An alligator. No one talks about it.
That's how it goes. Crocodile tears in Pandora's box.
Yeah, once it's yeah. out.
Can't put it back in the box.
I don't know oh, what
yeah.
I would...
Yeah, what's...
I don't know what I would do. You see the video of the fucking... How crocodiles, who, what's the fucking difference, first of all?
Saltwater, freshwater.
You see one later, you see 20, one in a while. Yeah, that's about it. There's a...
We'll be in Canada all week.
I am a corny dad.
You can see her all across Canada with COVID. With material
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, like, I'll cough on you. It's hot. I was just about to say something else really crazy.
Why stop now?
there was a video of that crocodile, and I don't know if you saw it, and they like, put their little... Their little arms, like, over.
Oh, good. Over, animal abuse. Good, good, good.
No. They're doing it themselves. They're in the wild. They're in the water. Okay. Right. Picture this. Croc arms. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's like they're flailing and, like, okay. twisting.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it looks like a person, like, flailing their arms, like, drowning. Oh, so people go in and, like, and then nice. They eat you.
Oh, my God. I was in,
Fucked up.
Where was I? I was in Puerto Vallarta, maybe? I don't know. Somewhere in Mexico a few years ago. And this, we were taking this boat because we were in Rio Lagados, and you had to take a boat to get, like, to the main town from, like, where we were staying.
Uh-huh.
And, our boat, like, the guy driving the boat would just, like, hold fish in his hand and, like, drag them in the water, and gators would just, like, yawk up into his hand, and he would just grab them and bring them on the boat and, like, pet them and hang out with them and, like,
tussle. Was he,
them.
Like, friends with them?
It was crazy. He would grab, like, pelicans and seagulls, like, out of the air and be really? Like, yeah, and they'd, like, bite him and shit.
Jason Seagulls?
It was crazy.
This is how I met. Yeah, I'm done. Dude, that's
and two
the
shots
problem.
Of Jaeger, and she's just doing when puns I, for the next 45 minutes.
I'm such a pun person. It's really. You know what? Because I feel like puns are dying. They're going extinct.
You're the hero that'll bring them back. Yeah.
And I want. I'm sweating, dude. I know, me too. I'm trying to bring pun back. I'm going to do it. Why are we always in hot rooms?
I think it's June
we, like,
in New York
is,
City.
Is it because
yeah.
we're evil? Like, yeah, yeah. we deserve
this is
to
us
be punished?
From you'd think I'd have a better temperature gauge with being from Florida, but...
Yeah, not. You're fucking...
I moved out of Florida to get away from this heat, and now I just brought the subtropical climate with me. So.
Well, oh, yeah, I know. I fucking...
That's
that
my fault. I'll take the blame for that in New York. That's
fucking,
on me.
What was it, the New York Times that you put on your story? Right?
yeah.
Because he also
the sleepy New York Times is claiming that New York has...
But wait! No.
The lying New York Times tells you that we have a subtropical climate.
Yeah, well, that's how you know it's legit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what are your sources? I think
yeah.
it is, though.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like
it is.
It's fucking 100 degrees. It's yeah. muggy as fuck.
I wore shorts to the office. I wore a bathing suit to my corporate office for 3 days in a row this week, and my boss was like, what is up? And I was like, hey, it's hot outside.
You wore shorts to the office?
I wore a legit bathing suit. Oh, the only shorts I own are bathing suits, so I wore a bathing suit to the office like 3 days in a row.
Do you follow the rule of not wearing shorts on stage performing?
You saw me perform in shorts last night.
I know. But like, that's not like, my fault. I'm saying
at any show, I don't wear it.
Like, at like a club.
At a club, I won't wear shorts.
Yeah, because they're...
Which is a lie, because I have worn them at Broadway once. But that was because I was bar crawling all day, and they gave me a spot like an hour before I knew. So I was like, I'll show up.
Oh,
but
okay.
if it's a show that I know I'm going to have, I'll be in pants.
Yeah.
I performed in Chicago in a suit because I ran from a wedding to a show at Lincoln Lodge like 2 weeks ago. And it's the first time I've ever worn a suit on stage. And I got like... People didn't know what to do with my, like, crazy Florida man material and then, like, guy dressed nice drinking, like, fancy whiskey.
Yeah.
I was watching the audience, like, it was the first time I've, like, not been comprehended on stage. They were
yeah.
like, what is happening?
They were trying yeah. to figure you out and just kind of...
In that moment, I understood Ron White's whole career. He's just telling crazy, like, Texas man stories
yeah.
in a suit all the time. So I was like, oh.
That reminds me of Step Brothers when they're doing the interview.
Yeah, yeah.
The tuxes, I get it, it's ironic. And then he's like, all right, they seem a little fucked up now.
Yeah,
I don't, right. Get out.
Yeah. So, but it was weird, because, I mean, it kind of went over well, but I was like, I'm never going to be, like, a John Mulaney. I'm never going to be a suit guy on stage, for sure.
Yeah, how do people do that? It's fucking
especially
hot.
In this city. It's like, how are you running around? And I can't, I'm, like, in jeans, and I'm melting. There's no way.
I know. I don't know. I don't know how people do that. I'm, like, I'm trying to step up my fashion game. On stage, though, trying to look more professional, more
okay.
polished, yeah. Which is weird because it's kind of like contradictory, right? Because
yeah.
like you're already being like judged mm-hmm. on before mm-hmm. you start talking.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't know. And I guess it's like a form of expression, right?
Sure.
I mean, personality, yeah. Yeah, I get it. Taste. I don't know. If I see a guy walk up and he has like a jersey on, whatever team it is, I'd be like, oh, fuck this guy. Or yeah, I'll be like, oh, that guy's dope. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? I like, before he even opens his mouth. That's like a girl goes on there and she's got her tits out.
Everyone's like, and I'm like, I'm not going to laugh at a single thing she says right now.
I'm not listening at all.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that, because sometimes I'll wear Hawaiian shirts on stage and that like really leans into the Florida man shit. Sometimes if I'm going to do like frat boy material, I'll do like, I'll dress like every day.
Yeah, you know, right? So people kind of like play it up.
I get it. It's like sticky, but you know, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like a lot of comics, like after the Louis C.K., like everyone was in like a black shirt and jeans forever.
Oh my God.
And it's like, then it's everybody's doing that.
Dude, there was this guy in the front row at Broadway the other day, and he was in black t-shirt, dark jeans. And like he was like, he kind of looked like Louis C.K., but like the generic, but the generic version.
Sure.
So I'm just like, this is store brand bought fucking Louis C.K. He loved it.
Yeah,
it was
of
great.
Course. You know, he knows that. Like, that's how he looks. Right?
And then in between, because I was hosting, I just kept being like, don't stop trying to jerk off on me. And oh not. And then there's like sometimes because they bring in like a tourist crowd because like they get like, you know, the Times Square trap. Oh, yeah. And then there's like 12-year-olds. And I'm like,
who let this child come to the? Yeah.
It's so weird.
We had that when we had James's neighbors were trying to bring their kids to the show at in Long Island the other week.
Oh no!
And his mom was like, "Is it cool?" And he was like, "They're 15. I don't think anything that any of these comics are going to say is good for these like young girls."
Yeah, so, yeah, 15-year-old girls. I feel like 15-year-old guys would
just be too horny to pay attention to the set anyway. They'd just be like in the back, like rubbing up against the wall.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, that's what that is." It'd be like a lesson to them, honestly.
The girls would be like,
"This is disgusting." Is that what I have to look forward to?
The girls will be like, this is the best we can do, is these guys.
Especially after Jess Wood.
They're like, oh, cool, my future is getting shots.
Damn.
Yeah, my boyfriend will get me shot.
I keep forgetting to feel her knee. Does she... For context,
there's she a says bullet it on stage.
She has a bullet in her knee. She got shot. Whatever the story is, but I need to touch it.
Just walk up to her and be like,
I'm just gonna be like, hey, Jen.
Hello.
And just like, yeah. But then I would probably touch the wrong knee.
And she's like, what the fuck?
It's a 50-50 shot, and now she thinks I'm hitting on her.
She got a 50-50 shot, and that's why she's like,
oh. And then 50 got shot. What? Crazy. How many times did you get shot? You big rap lore guy.
Yeah, you can tell by everything about me. I'm a big fan of
You're
rap.
So hard.
I'm
You're
like,
so
I'm
hard.
A big rap lore guy.
Yeah, I don't
again,
know.
Again, Jimmy Buffett-esque music, indie funk music is where you're going to get me in my pocket. I'm not a poser white guy. I'm just like an authentic
Mr. Fucking shtick bitch. What?
It's not a shtick. The shtick came from the truth.
Yeah. He's never had a margarita in his life.
Not unless you're in the Ville.
You fucking
gotta get
poser.
In the Ville. Yeah, yeah.
What do you listen to then?
Like indie funk shit. I listen to like Magic City Hippies.
People.
That's, no,
I can't believe
hear
you
that.
Know the drummer.
Yeah, well, I know the. I mean, lead singer. He used to fucking tear
slap
up
in the bass, man.
Old Barracuda Bar. Those are the old days. They're so good. I can't believe you didn't see him in Brooklyn in January. They're so
I know.
Fun.
Stop giving me shit. I wanted to go. I forgot.
They're here every year.
I forgot
why.
We'll
go next year. We'll go next year.
Go. Yeah? When?
It's a fun time. I mean, they didn't text me the tour date. That's like 8 months away.
You got some butt fucks to them?
Well, I mean, only when they're in Brooklyn, and you could have held the camera for us, but we had to do it all on our own.
I could see
you. But no, it was one of their stage guys' like birthdays during their show here, and they like shouted him out. And it was pretty packed. It was Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah.
And the room was pretty big, and I was up front with some friends.
Being
and they were like, gotta be part of the neighborhood, you know. But
that's how you get an apartment in Brooklyn.
I'm in Williamsburg. That's how I got my Bushwick apartment. So you got to work my way up. In Williamsburg, I just had to tell everyone I worked for fucking like
Williamsburg. I just had to get
Boeing,
spit in the
yeah.
face.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I got to tell everyone I worked in finance in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
But,
you gotta do an OTP
exactly,
HJ.
Yeah.
And then you'll
OTP.
Be fine.
What? Are, come on. You're gonna get ripped on rent if you do OTP. You gotta ITP.
You're gonna do in the pants. Don't even take the pants off.
Oh no, you just unzip you cut a hole in the pocket and just go in through the sidewinder.
Yeah, like the popcorn bucket movie theater.
Yeah.
Hand job. Those were the days.
A little butter on it.
Mm. Yeah. Is that butter?
I can't believe it's not butter.
It's warm and sticky. Mm. A little salty. That's how I like my popcorn.
Fresh, hot, fresh.
Yeah, you're like, I gotta get more. I actually wanted to eat this.
Free refill on it.
Bottomless popcorn.
Sit on it and spin, and it's just the big AMC bucket. Like,
Well, dude, that's like when they make the special popcorn buckets. Like the Dune one. And it,
oh,
it
yeah,
looks
yeah.
Like the worm.
Dussie,
I was like, this is a
You gotta reach into the Dussie to get your popcorn.
I'm like, you guys, there's 12-year-olds fucking true. This in the back row.
Yeah, that's why we can't have kids come to the shows. They're in the back with the dissy.
Yo, that, I mean, yeah. It happens. Sorry, screaming. I got real sidetracked.
They're like, Lisa El Gaib.
Oh, Timmy. Timmy.
Timothy.
Timothy. You guys are a great audience.
Thanks. They all look like Baron Harkonnen by the end of it, just soaking in that blood. They're like, ugh, in that black bath water.
I feel like that had to have been a South Park episode.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
I haven't watched South Park in a while, but I'm sure they've done some riffs on it.
They're so great. I think that's one of the best animated series.
Goated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, besides like Family Guy. Family Guy slaps. Love a vintage, little FG.
Vintage.
Vintage. Yeah. Vintage. I'm sorry. I forgot you're 16.
Of course.
Ooh, it's a good time to be alive. Good time to be alive.
As it goes. But yeah, you missed that show, and it was one of the
God, you're good at memory.
Hey, well, some of us aren't as hungover as others here today.
All right, Mr. Bookmark Man, give it to me. Lay it down.
Sorry, pull it up, Dana. yeah, so he was like, they shout out his birthday, and everyone was like, ah, and then there was a moment of silence, and I was like, somebody give that guy a blowjob, and the whole crowd was like, yeah.
Oh my God, they should have took so that funny. And like made it a sound.
They should have clipped
bite.
That out. I was yeah. like, come on, guys. But we all ran it. We went to Georgia Jack's again that night.
You really like Georgia
Jack's. It's just next to that bar.
I don't think I've ever.
It's like a little dive in Williamsburg.
Yeah? I feel like everything's a dive in Brooklyn.
All right, what the hell?
I like Brooklyn. Yeah, I'm not shitting on it.
It's pretty tough to convince you to come over the bridge every once in a while.
No, I.
Sorry, we can't go to Peter Luger's every Tuesday.
I can't afford the troll toll. Okay, it's just too much.
Not the free jumping over a turnstile toll that it takes to get to Brooklyn.
Well, no, I'll walk across.
Oh, yeah. What a cost to you, yeah.
Yeah, it's inside. It's a high price.
I was waiting. Ominous. I was wondering.
What? Yeah, you're a fucking fiend. Psycho.
Wow.
Psycho.
I'm calling me a psycho, but I'm on her podcast doing her shtick, but I'm the psycho.
I'm going to the other shot glass now.
That's fine.
I'm going back and forth. Yeah, I don't know.
These are for you. You can have these.
I think.
Oh, no. We only got
three
and a half.
Should we just make it? Should we
just do a monster shot? I feel like we'll just swig out of the bottle for the next one. Finish it off.
Really?
In 10 more minutes. Thoughts?
Or we could... Oh, God.
We got to get to at least 4 shots.
Proportions. Well, that's why I'm like, okay, should we do like a half shot? So then the other half can be at the end of it? You
sure.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, do you want to say fuck it and do a monster shot? You want to say...
I think you know my answer, but...
Yeah, you're savage. You're not patient. No guy is.
No,
all right.
No.
I'll change it. That was gross. That was so
I was just
going
to say we should just split us.
I don't know why I did that.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm doing like a science experiment right now.
You're like, you got whole beakers and shit. You're
Bill
like,
Nye would be so disappointed in me. Oh my God. See where I was going, though? I was like, if you do this.
I respect the vision.
But now we got to... Wow.
That was my Slater impression, everyone.
Whoa, that was very spot on. I thought it was me for a second.
You never know.
Oh my God. I don't know, Jake. I don't. I'm so fucking.
Probably should have swung from the
ball. I'm just shaking.
You're gonna make me Zamboni the table at the end of this.
Look, I wasted some too. Lick it. Yeah.
I will lick the table. Don't.
I know you will. I know you will. Yeah, you're okay.
Clip it.
No, ew, I hate that. It's right in my ears. No. Oh my God. Mm. This is like unwanted ASMR. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Jägermeister. No. And then you drink from the bottle.
Jägermeister.
23 herbs and spices from all the way from Germany.
I actually think it's 56.
Double the herbs, double the spices. Select. Twice the fried, double the fall.
Wow. Mm. From Wolfenbüttel. Buttel. That's Indian. I said it.
Clip it.
Since 1878. Mm. Wow, that's how long people have been torturing themselves? That's fucked up, dude. All right, now I'm getting distracted, but I kind of like it.
Just a history lesson on Jaeger now.
Best served ice cold. I brought it lukewarm.
The only thing we didn't put in the ice was the Jaeger.
Oh my God, yeah, we have a whole bowl of ice. Yo, okay, that's your bad because my brain is like, I'm buffering right now, dude. I'm rainbow wheeling so hard up here. You're fully loaded.
You know me. That's what they say.
You always got a heater on you.
Fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
It's just a 9mm. It's not nothing too crazy.
Do you have a gun?
No. What the I'm a felon. I don't have a gun.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
Or do I? No.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I have five under my bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Are they Nerf guns?
Automatic.
Or what? Okay. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
No, my dad's a big gun guy. It's weird. It's like a weird fetish for the Southerners. I don't like it.
Really?
Everyone that has a gun in the South is such a fucking dork. They walk around with it on their hip, like an old, you know, those old cell phone hosts. And they walk like, and I'm like, shut up, dude. Get a personality.
Yeah, like, don't show me.
Yeah.
Don't show me the gun. I get that it's cool. You can open carry, but like, you could still have
it. It's also just so lame. I'm like, what are you going to dispute a man who's stealing fucking toothpaste from the CVS? Like, you're the good guy with the gun. And he's like, can I get a fucking deodorant stick in here? And they're like, bang, 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 bang. And they're like, I'm keeping this community safe. And I'm like, that's a weird way to say white, but sure.
He didn't even need the Sensodyne. I do. I have a daughter with sensitive teeth. And he was getting the last one, and they're like, justice was served.
9 out of 10 doctors hate this guy. Bang, 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 bang.
That reminds me of that stick figure YouTube video. Do you remember that? Probably not. There's an age gap.
Yes. Yeah, you were quoting Harry Potter Puppet Pals to me last night.
Yeah, do not.
I know them, but okay. I was like, oh, that's like the first video I saw, and you were like,
oh my God, you missed out on gold, bro. You know Candyman?
Sorry, I was an outside kid. I didn't know. I was talking to a nerd.
I was an outside kid. Okay, I climbed trees.
Okay.
I was cool.
Oh, yeah.
I could flip on some. I did a little run up, and you run up and
this
flip
is,
over.
This is like when you ask a kid if he's an outside kid, and they're trying to prove it. You're like, I was cool. I climbed a tree.
Mom, look, I'm going to do a cannonball.
Mom, you're not watching.
My splash.
She's like, fucking kids. I'm for $20,000.
As soon as they're underwater, the moms are just fucking chugging Jaeger. And then they're just, the kid comes up for air, and is like, what was it? And you're like, yeah, I was a 10. And they're like, out of what?
She's like,
100. You're a piece of shit. You're never going to amount to anything, Tommy, okay? Stay in the deep end, drown. I never told you to swim.
Your father thought he could flip. Look what happened to him. Deadbeat. Dead son of a bitch.
Yeah, you get
all
that
all he can do is flip himself off. What the fuck?
You get that false confidence from your father.
Yeah, he thought he could flip, too. He flipped all the way to that neighbor's house and fucked up for 6 months, and now he found out. We'll talk about a flip off.
Put this whole town in my room.
Wait, we were supposed to do these.
We were.
I know you're stalling. Don't stall on me.
I'm not stalling. I'm not selling. I'm in fucking sport mode. Are you kidding?
The croc straps up.
I just snapped into awesome shit.
You can tell by how hard that quote was.
All right. I'm sweating. My tummy hurts.
Shotgun.
Yeah, look at that. Nice. That's beautiful. What even? I feel like this is even alcohol. What is it?
You talked a lot of shit worrying about this, and now you're like, this is delicious.
Ugh. I did not say it was delicious. I just feel like there's not even alcohol. I feel like it's a
liqueur.
I think I just, you know, my tolerance is so high. Yeah, I didn't
like,
chase
you're just
it.
Like so cool. You know, if I hadn't flipped off of so many trees as a kid, I'd never be able to drink Jaeger like this today.
Yeah, I ate bark growing up, so this is actually pretty easy.
All bark, no bite.
Oh my God, dude. There was this kid in my college that was like trying to be a rapper. No. You know, those.
Was
like,
he white? Is he white boy?
Yeah, it's like Lil Dicky. But like,
I knew if all bark, no bite was what spurned your rap memory. I was like,
dude,
it's gotta be a white
because
kid.
Because he
sure.
had this one line, he's like, all my dogs, or all your dogs bark, but all my dogs bite. And I was like, wow.
You're like, yeah, go off, King.
Yo, he like rented he shot a music video, which we love a good music video, okay? No shade on that
love
game.
That. Yeah. Is it like the, what is it, Doses and Mimosas music video? Like, low-key banger song, but like, funkiest, whitest shit you've
Yeah. Like, basically, yeah, Shank Star, I don't care, I'll name drop. This is probably the most fucking clout he's ever gotten. But he...
Shank Star? That's so funny.
Yeah, like, I think his last name is like, Shankster.
Right, so he's a Jewish white boy rapper. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what he is. He might be dead. I might be
all that Shank,
asshole right now. I'm just
shitting on
this
is going to get the estate some money for the...
Yeah, well, you know what? I have a very white cousin named Hank Stacks that does rap. But he's actually really good. And I'm not saying that because it's related. Because that would mean I could shit it on him even more, you know? But he's good. Hank Stacks, everyone. Plug. Hank Stacks, he knows what's up. He's went through a lot.
She's stacking on my Hank.
Okay.
I'm a white rapper, too. What's up?
Hey, James is pretty good.
Jimmy Sweatpants? You talking about Jimmy Sweats?
Yes. Jimmy Sweatpants is, you know, Jimmy Sweatpants, he wears sweatpants.
More like Jizzy Sweatpants, if you know
him. He doesn't wear underwear. He always has a hard on.
I mean, yeah.
You know, like he's like sweating, but not in a gross way. He's got a white tank.
He's sweating
tank.
In a cool, hot way.
Yeah. There's you could sweat cool. That's you could sweat hot. Matthew McConaughey does it all the time.
As an Andrew Luck lookalike, I know exactly what it's like to sweat cool. As everyone's mistaken athlete.
You just get someone to spray you like a fucking plant. Just, exactly. Ugh, I'm a ficus. But he rented some like car that was like supposed to be, you know, like a cool, classy, like expensive car and rented it for a few hours to like film the music video. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he invited all the sorority girls over. And we were like, it was like, we were just running to the free alcohol and Xanax, you know? Yeah. Like, we didn't know what we were walking into.
Like, this white boy rapper's got some fucking bars. So like, bars in Xanax, not bars.
Exactly, bars. Yeah. And then before you know it, you know, we're all just blackout in the back of this music video. I swear somewhere.
Nothing says a rap superstar like a bunch of Buffalo women.
yeah. Like, literally.
Buffalo sorority women.
It's like midwinter, you know? Like, we all have, like, coats on.
That's so funny.
Just, like, rolling slowly across the hood.
Just barred out. Like,
just, like, yeah. We're like, this is sick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's so funny. It was so awkward.
My fraternity, G Little, used to tour with YNW Melly.
G Little?
Yeah. My Little's Little.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If we're going to get sorority.
First of all, you're so lame. Second, I thought that you were saying your friend was called G Little.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm so sorry to break it to you, but you're in like a pedophile cult.
G Little for gorgeous little boys.
And they're like, G Little, come over here. Yeah. Come over here, my little brother.
Come here, buddy.
Ew.
Come sit on daddy's knee. You're going to learn all about brotherhood.
Tell Stano what you want. It's July.
Well, you're getting a paddle.
Everybody gets a paddle. We're going to spank you. It is all kind of very, very gay.
I mean, I worked for my fraternity for a while. That was
you
insane.
You did?
Yeah.
Doing what? You
that's why I traveled all over the country.
Press the roofline and
it was my job to make sure it was clean. I didn't want any fentanyl in the roofies. That was
to keep it clean. You're trying to fuck, not kill.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
But yeah. But no, he toured with YNW Melly until his song got used in his deposition for his murder case. And then my buddy was like, I don't think I should keep touring with this guy anymore.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Murder on My Mind, YNW Melly. My buddy used to tour with him. He was his opener.
Oh, my God.
And they were like going around Florida and stuff. And then when they deposed him for that song and they found out he actually killed like two of his friends, my buddy was like, I think I'm going to breach the contract and leave.
Oh, my God. You know, the people that come out of Florida. Gosh,
the best and the
gems.
Brightest. The best and the brightest, baby.
They are gems.
We got the Tiger King. We got Jake Lemonade.
Is the Liver King from there too?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
I feel like any self-proclaimed.
Well,
king.
The thing about all those guys is, even if they're not from Florida, once they finally get like charged with shit, then they move to Florida. So we absorb them. We do take. Yeah.
You're like Australia before it became Australia. Yeah. You were just the island of prisoners.
Misfit toys,
The island boys.
I keep trying to get Fluke to play that for me when I do the Florida Man shit at Comedy Fight Club.
Really?
Yeah, why? It's just so funny. Well, I mean, we got Pina Colada and Margaritaville, so we got the lineup. We're going through all the,
hit
the Florida Man classes. Okay. So I also feel like island boys are a little newer in the scene, so.
Island boy. Oh my God, dude. There's something I just saw. There's this guy, fucking hilarious, prank, I guess, that he does. Is like he goes on Cameo and requests, like, absurd
things. Oh, yeah, I've been
seeing
this on TikTok. Yeah.
That's and, so like, funny. The people actually do it.
He's like, can I get 5 big booms for Iran? And you're like, Jesus Christ.
He is an insane individual. But he did it for the Island Boys.
Oh, really?
Did you see
that
one?
I didn't see that one.
He's like, he like wrote in and it said something like, oh, like he pretended to be like a 15-year-old girl or something. And it was like, yeah, like my boyfriend broke up with me or like something about like yeast infection. I just had my first yeast infection. And the island boy responds. He's like, don't worry about it, girl, but like go and get it fixed. Like, he's like, go to the doctor, get it done. No
hilarious
one knows.
That the island
no
boys
one cares. He gave like a
he's
minute.
He's like giving medical advice to him.
Yeah, and like being like, don't be embarrassed.
With the fucking hair.
He's like,
it this.
Happens so much.
He's like, it's not you, girl.
He's like, out here on the island.
In the island, we all got
it's
the
yeast. It's a nor'easter over here. That's insane.
That's
dude.
So funny.
Yeah, I was cracking up.
Yeah.
But like that premise is so funny. That's like great. Shit you see and you're why the fuck
that's
do
like
I
old
not
that's like old
that?
Radio shit when they do the like prank call-ins. Yeah. I'm like, damn, that's such a good thing to do.
Yeah. Have you ever called into a radio station?
No, I don't think so.
Well, caller number five, Jake Lemonade, you won.
Oh, bah, bah, bah.
What did you win? Tickets to the gun show.
Bang, bang, bang.
No actual guns. We heard you're a big fan.
Yeah. We got a lot of them.
It's going to be an alligator passing about. So
the handle of the gun made out of alligator leather.
Yeah. Do you have? I feel like you own like 5 cowboy boots.
That's so rude. But no,
I mean,
I do not.
That's what your face is telling me.
What
no?
The fuck? No,
that's
I have hats. I have cowboy hats. I don't have boots. These big old. These, I'm more of a rubber sole man myself.
Oh my God, I can't talk about Converse. You know why. You know why.
We have our reasons.
Yeah, a lot of reasons that I will not say.
Lips are zipped. But no, I don't know. I'm not a cowboy. I had cowboy boots when I was like a kid because I used to ride horses in Florida. But
you used to ride horses?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Outdoor
poor,
kid. Outdoor
poor
kid.
Horses.
Were yeah, I know. Yeah, when I was 300
too?
Pounds and they're like getting me up the hill. No, I was like 8 years old.
Like they were ponies and they grew up that day. They became horses. They became hard. Yeah. I rode Seabiscuit.
I turned those ponies into men. Talk about a pony boy.
Yeah, you guys know the Bell Stake winner in the Kentucky Derby one. Yeah, that was all because of me. I taught him.
You can drag my fat ass up a hill. He can walk around and track him. Dude.
I used to work at the racetrack in Saratoga.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I grew up near there. And, dude, it was fucked up. I think it was like maybe my second week working there. I'm like 16. And I just basically had to hand out like the handicapper reports, which is like the betting stats and stuff.
I've
you
been
know,
to
like off track betting. Yeah.
I've made a couple coins and
a couple of pretty pennies.
I don't know why
couple
or how.
Ugly dimes. Yeah. That's contradicting.
Sorry, guys. But I don't know.
Hail at the strip club. Yeah.
Nickels for the bitch.
Nickels for my biddies.
Put some nickels on that.
Throw some dollar coins on that beach.
I got a buffalo nickel with your name on it if we hit the champagne room.
You go back, you're like, wait, that's actually really rare. I'm sorry.
So it's an heirloom.
No. That's a Sacagawea one.
So it's a 3-leg buffalo. I need that. Let's finish my collection.
This is actually a collector's item. I'm so sorry. Funny. That's like fucking, remember, I don't know if you had this. My dad had one and he was like really into it, but he's weird with stuff he's into. I mean,
look where it got us.
I am like a gremlin right now. wow, that was actually a little.
That's a good timing for that. I'm a gremlin right now, and then the timer goes
off. That happens so much. Like
that.
Something weird will be said, and that, and then I'm seen by the clock.
Wow. Seen but not heard.
Yeah, but my dad had the people used to get obsessed with the quarters and like they're for every state.
Oh yeah,
remember
my uncle used to send me those every year for my birthday.
Yeah, they
give me like
those,
a new state.
Yeah,
and then he died at like state 24, and I was like sick. I guess like, this is done.
Guess I'm never doing this again.
I guess I'll never get Oklahoma.
And then you took all the quarters and bought a snow cone.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Fucking bitch.
I would have to buy a snow cone in my mom's own truck. What can I get with these $8?
Mom.
Please, sir, can I have some tiger's blood?
I want a snow cone.
Can I get a blue raspberry for the boys?
Oh, my God. But what was I saying before the stripper dimes?
Saratoga.
Oh, yeah. So, fuck it, the horse shit. Wow, you're good, man. Right. I suck.
I'm
this
on
is
it.
Good. This is simpatico. So, I fucking, second week working there, you just had to, like, as soon as you got rid of your stack, you could go home. So, naturally,
right.
I was
just
like,
put him in the trash.
I literally did that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's back in Saratoga.
Get her for, what's the statute of limitations on the handicapper report?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If it's past 10 years, it's okay. But
okay.
Yeah.
There's some dude out there like, I could have won 13 nickels if I'd gotten that paper on time.
If she gave me the correct betting sheet, I could have changed my life. I was
Slater.
Going to be. She's a liar.
Curses.
That lazy bitch. I just paper cut people. She's a fucking killer. Anyway, not the point of the story. Point was that one of the horses escaped the stable.
All right. They're like, what? Blue Factory, bitch.
And I was stampeded. That's how I broke my ribs.
Oh,
no.
I never
broke my ribs. No. Right, that's why I'm so flat-chested. I never had a chance.
He stomped the tits right off me.
And that's why they call him Lucky Breast. It's a really good horse. Bet on him every time. He wins. No, he doesn't because he fucking died. It escaped
from...
Yeah,
they're like, this is a ignorant motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm burying the lead here, man. It's hard to talk about.
We miss him every day.
Yeah, well, so fucking this dude... His name's Lucky, right? He runs out. It wasn't. He runs out of the stable at night. People can't find him the next day. Like, he was on a little... He was on fucking Rumspringer for horses.
Like, he's at an Indian casino. Like, fuck, I gotta hit black.
I'm free.
Another 100.
He's spending all his state quarters.
Come home, Lucky. Your family misses you.
He's like, oh, God, just drinking. It's like BoJack Horseman.
That's the origin story of BoJack. Yeah, they find him in a fucking reservation casino. Yeah. Yeah.
But
he's like jumping off Niagara Falls, like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, just in a barrel. People did this. So the next day in the morning time, I think, right before I got into work, you like hear this loud fucking crash. Dude, this 18-wheeler fucking plowed into Lucky. Killed on the spot, which is good.
Sure.
And then I'm just picturing all 18 wheels just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
boom,
and then he hits boom, a reverse. What was boom, that? Throws in reverse.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. And then the guy, the rich guy who owns it, is just like, no, no,
just
no.
That guy watching millions of dollars. That's what my aunt used to, my aunt like raises horses and she does the like.
She raises them. Yeah. They suck from her teat. Yeah, they're really close. She's a horse girl.
Yeah, big horse girl.
Horse girls are weird, man.
Yeah, you're telling. Oh, I grew up in Ocala, horse capital of the world.
Really?
Yeah, World Equestrian Center, baby.
I didn't know that.
There's a lot to learn about the Florida
wow,
man. We're deeper than just our guns and our snakes.
This is deeper than money.
It goes way deeper.
Did you? You want? How deep does it get? 12 feet. It's crazy.
About an ounce deep.
I don't want it. I don't want it. Oh, God, you're so young and spry. I remember when I was your age.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
We didn't have Jaeger. We just used to eat the bark right off the tree.
Yeah.
And then make fire water out of our spit. We let it ferment.
What am I, a bearded dragon? What the fuck?
It's the original Zen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be his influencer.
Seems that way.
Spearmint, 6 milligrams. It's really good.
Arizona tea. Sponsor me, actually.
I only have one left, and it's really upsetting.
You don't do the wet lip where you put it back in after you let him.
No, that's just. Everybody Dylan does that. That's hood shit.
Sure. I mean, I used to do double horseshoes with tobacco when I would drive across the country for work. I'd be fucking lipped up.
Did you play baseball? Or are you just.
I mean,
you were
when
just
I was young.
Lips.
But now it's like, you're just bored.
You were in Little League just ripping.
I'm 8 years
lips.
Old and fucking like base. Like,
all right, I'm up.
Here comes a big slugger, Jake Lemonade. watch me.
You swam though, because you're fucking
yeah,
losing.
Look at me. Look at this peak male physique. Swimming.
Yeah.
You think I was going to play tackle football in Florida? I'd die.
I was like, touch football. What are you touching?
Yeah, that was the Catholic League.
That's what tryouts were, just smacking asses. Oh, that was a good one. He's on the team.
Yeah,
first
like,
string.
Firm. That was firm.
Yeah, dude. Right, so.
Oh, he used knuckle on that one. Wait a minute. Get him over here.
He's a goddamn prodigy.
He licked his thumb before he slapped to the guy's ass. Wait a minute.
We haven't seen this since 92. This is crazy.
It won't dislodge. I guess he's team captain.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Now everybody gather around, listen up. What's in my butt right now? This is crazy.
All in on three.
All in. All in.
Defense.
He's committed. I like it. Yeah. You're promoted.
This guy gets it.
This guy
understands. Yeah, I know. I was a swimmer and a theater kid. Because, you know.
What did you do in theater? Besides
all sorts
jerk
of stuff.
People off.
Well, you know, that's how you get the job. But then once you're on set.
You gotta
I did
a job to get a job. Yeah.
OTPHJ.
Yeah.
We were young, you know. We kept it over the pants.
We were young. They weren't good. No one finished.
Whatever. No one knew how. We didn't know we were supposed to spit on our hands first, you know?
We hit those high notes, though.
No, I'll tell you what. I didn't. Listen, I've looked like this and sounded like this since I was 11.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
That's how it goes. That's
you
why I was never.
Looked
that's
old
why
and I looked young forever.
I was never going to be a good Catholic. That's why they kept me in the Old Testament.
Yeah, you weren't going to be pole bear and shit.
No, they didn't want me anywhere near their poles bear.
Here, son, hold this. What? Why don't you just put it in? No, I'm going to stop.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
We love God.
Keep doing the bit.
Do we? No, yeah. I'm agnostic, I think.
That's just like a lazy atheist.
Are you practicing Jew?
No, I'm a practicing atheist. Any good Jew, I became an atheist.
You're a Jewish atheist. That's interesting. What a combo.
He clearly wasn't.
Who did all the family reunions? Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Thanksgiving with my born-again Joel Osteen Christian father is a treat. And my Buddhist aunt, my lesbian Buddhist aunt.
He just has a kiddie pool in the back trying to rebaptize you every chance. Just trips you into it.
He's like,
he is born again.
With holy water. Well, the thing is so fun because I'm an ordained minister for my friend's weddings.
Yeah.
So I get to like throw that in his face all the time whenever we argue about religion. I'm like, I'm a man of the cloth. How dare you?
What do you wear for that?
Just whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I did my friend's wedding in Orlando a few weeks ago, and I had to wear the little hat.
Oh, it was a Jewish wedding?
Yeah, I'm also a rabbi.
So you did
I don't step on the bottle, but they step on it. Which sucked because the case
that
the bottle
came. What's the meaning
of that? It's supposed to represent like the breaking of the bottle is like.
I break bottles all the time, and I don't get priests.
You're not married yet.
Yeah. They're like, get away from her. She's crazy. Like,
because they don't throw it at people before they break. Yeah, they're not chasing after them with a sharp.
I just break it on my head. Yeah. Act crazy.
Exactly. Like Sandman from I'm not going to talk WWE right now.
What's it? Oh my god. Oh my god. Wait, what's the meaning of it?
You like break it and it signifies. Like the ending of an old life, starting a new life, and doing all this other shit. And it's like,
really?
Whatever. It's
they couldn't think of any other symbolic measure. They were let's break shit.
This is like 6,000 years old. They were just learning words.
Dove, you know? Yeah,
doves are high priced to come by in the desert when this tradition got invented.
You could probably order a dove on Amazon. I feel like you get that prime
Moses
shipping.
Is like, the reason we split the sea is so we can get to the distribution.
So we can get the packages delivered quicker. Everybody
Amazon
knows
Amazon Prime,
this.
What a waste, dude.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, he was late on the come up.
Get to it.
He just got married.
Oh yeah, I saw he like rented out all of Milan. What was it Milan or Tuscany or something?
Yeah,
was protesting him. The only reason I know this is because I saw a bunch of Italians put like a mannequin that looked like him taped to a big floating Amazon like box, and they like killed it and floated it out into the water, and were like, "Get out of our fucking town!"
Wow,
I was like, nice.
Really? I didn't see that part. Your algorithm be scary, bro.
If you learn one thing today, it's billionaires should be afraid of us.
We will send you out to sea.
The revolution will be televised.
After we kill you.
Looking at the face of the revolution right here.
We will get them. I feel like now I'm doing like a fucking Hunger Games rally.
Caesar Flickerman here to tell you, be afraid, Elon Musk. I'm coming for you.
I will volunteer as tribute. I feel like Elon would volunteer as tribute for Trump.
For real. All of.
Don't take him. Take me. Take me.
Please, daddy. I'll fight for you if you'll give me ketamine. We wouldn't have to start a revolution.
When are we going to start distributing drugs through Amazon?
Come on. Easy. Overnight delivery.
He's like, hang on. Let me marry this prostitute first, and then I'll figure it out.
I have to get this woman wrapped in a rug out of my house, and then we can talk business.
Yeah. Is that how you would get rid of a body? If you kill one, you wrap in a rug? You already have that figured out, huh?
Yeah. I definitely haven't already done that before.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like to be from Florida, you have to at least kill people to leave it.
That's true. It's like the Caitlyn Jenner.
It's at the state line. They're like, where's your body? Instead of where's your papers?
Just they're like, show us the head of the hooker in your car. Like, cool.
Show us the Carfax.
Let me see the Carfax. My mom, she was a
how real. The fuck?
mom's a dead hooker now.
I killed my mom, and then I brought her back to life because
I'm the only lemonade left in this. But she used to be a realtor, but before she got into the snow
like
business.
Alex Weiss.
Different. No. But she accidentally showed one of Epstein's houses back in Fort Lauderdale, like back in the day, and had no
really?
Idea.
Really? I feel like you can't even show that house. You'd be like, in this room. Oh, never mind. You can't go in there.
Well, literally, she was like, oh, this is a really cool feature. And you press a button on the wall, and like the floor would be a one way mirror of like the bedroom. And so if you sat in the living room, you could see like transparent.
He was getting aerial pussy? Yeah. That's crazy.
He was
crazy.
Getting that helicopter shit going.
That's
it was crazy.
That's weird. I don't know.
So like a rug would pull back and be a whole thing. Dude, the undershot, dude. I've heard of back shots. I've heard, but it's like undershots is crazy.
Yeah,
that's like those guys at the car when you get your oil change and they're like underneath, like.
Yeah, like I don't want to see beneath you.
Yeah, that's crazy. How the hell?
No one wants to see that. I'll look down. I'll look down on you. I look down on people all the time. Yeah, that's a natural.
You're like clinging to someone's ceiling, watching like Spider-Man. You're like,
ignore me. Ignore me.
I'm not even here. It's like I'm not even here.
Yeah, just keep doing what you would do. Oh my god.
You're like. Yeah, they're like, hey, you need a little grease that up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just spraying lube from the ceiling fan. Let's whip this in the next
like
level.
Just like whipping.
You guys
around.
Are boring.
Yeah, exactly. Kids these days, they're too.
Oh, thank God, the third I called is here.
Thank
they're
God.
Gonna make it spicy. She's Latina. My porn searches are just like Latina passionate sex.
Oh my. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's how you get a girl swinging from ceiling fence, Frank Lube, is Latina sex. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, that was my introduction.
It's just you on a fan, like, arriba! Like, ah! And they play that.
I'm going to make it rain, bitch. Yeah, open your mouths, not you.
Pico mucho.
You guys want some hot sauce?
You're like, this is like the Epcot.
This is the most
version.
Bland yeah. sex I've ever seen.
Putting some fucking Frank's Red on.
Yeah, you guys need some spice.
Some Cholula.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's crazy. That's like people, you ever hear like those horror stories? Like, where is this going?
Yeah, yeah.
Those horror stories are like people like had something really spicy before and they like eat a girl out and she's dying.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. That's gotta suck. Yeah.
You gotta rinse before you dive in.
I know. You gotta hit the old Listerine in there. Come on.
Yeah. Then I think about like people, you know, if you're packing a Zin, can you go down on someone if you have a Zin in? What if you come up and then it's gone? And you're like, she took it. It's inside
she's like,
you
I'm
now.
I'm gonna puke. You're like, am I that bad at it?
And I just got a crazy head rush.
Wow, I need a sugar packet stat. You're like, are you a horse? Yeah. Give her a sugar cube. She's gonna get her blood sugar's tanking.
Someone get her a nicotine patch. Yeah, she's not okay.
I read some story like years ago. And it was this guy that would, like, I think he, like, slipped nicotine gum to a girl whenever they would go on dates, so she would get, like, addicted to the feeling of going out with him. Because the only time she was having nicotine was, like, when they were together.
Wow.
And so he, like, Stockholmed her into being, like, craving him from they'd start the date and be like, oh, you know, if he's a guy.
Honestly, I respect it.
I was like, damn, bro.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah, that's some prisoner shit.
Dude. You gotta do what you gotta do,
hey,
you
man.
Know?
It's a tough world. You guys on the apps.
You guys on the apps. This guy's out here doing the Lord's work.
This guy's thinking, he's playing 4D chess, this guy.
He's five steps ahead of exactly. everyone.
He's like, women love me.
And his name is Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's crazy shit, right?
Yeah, I would not know.
A man ahead of his time.
Yeah, I would not know what to do.
I do it the old-fashioned way where I just am a guy that has drugs on me. So women are like, I guess I'll talk to you for 10 minutes
Yeah,
now.
They're like, look, we're clearly here for exactly. your stimulants, not for your personality.
I'm like, no, it's clearly how funny I am, obviously. Yeah, no. It's the personality.
They're like, oh my God, you're so funny.
You should start that business. Oh my God, nobody's ever thought of that before.
It's like those like TikToks now that are like, how I talk to a guy that I just found out owns a boat. And you're like, stop it.
Like, oh my God, Gerald. Yeah.
You're hilarious. No, you're the captain.
Yeah, oh my God. You should wear that hat.
Steer my ship. Yeah. Let's hit rock bottom together.
Oh my God. Flip the fucking boat.
What would your boat name be? Don't act like you didn't think about it, Florida man.
No. It has to come to me in real time. It would have to be like
it had to be a serendipitous moment.
It'd be Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Wow. That's a you gotta get a wide boat. You gotta get a heavy load for that.
I got a big boat, baby. What's up?
I got a big
you think
boat?
It's a boat? I got a yacht.
All we eat is cheeseburgers and we all wear Hawaiian.
We're burged up. We're burged up in the bay. We're burged up in the bay.
I think I would name mine Titanic 2, you know?
Electric Boogaloo.
or Rock Bottom. Yeah, well, I think that's
the thing about
one.
Titanic is it would work
Barrier
now because, like,
you know,
there's like no icebergs left, so you could definitely make that trip now. We're good.
Save the polar bears.
Yeah, that's good.
Coexist.
It's a big bumper sticker on that. This is for Ukraine.
It's for the people who spent all their money and like their mortgage on a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're just
that's
like,
literally all Florida.
I'm going to make big boat bumper stickers for the people who can't afford to get
Have you been to Fort Myers before?
Yeah.
Have you flown into that airport?
Yeah.
They sell boats inside the airport. Like, it's the only place I've ever been in my life where you can get off and buy a $37,000 boat at the airport.
Dude.
What a place you don't have a car at.
They're like, look, I know that you just saved to sit in 27B.
You're like, I know your Spirit know you flight with no luggage
you
got in.
Spring for extra room, they're but like, you will buy this boat.
We'll knock $3,000
you'll
off.
You'll drive
if you're
it out
cash.
Of here on the pavement. Yeah. Pussy's on the pavement. That's crazy.
But yeah, it's literally like they're like, we'll throw in the trailer for free. And you're like, I've landed on a plane.
Yeah, I don't live here, dude.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, take it back with you.
Yeah.
It's oversized luggage. It'll only be an extra $50 charge.
Dude, that'd be crazy. That's like how they used to have like cars in the shopping malls, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you do? Drive it out of here? How'd you even get it in
I'm
here?
I'm like, this came in through the Sears? How did you guys get this in it? Yeah. I don't know. But those would be the sweepstakes
stuff.
That's
a magic trick. Yeah. You ever do that? You ever enter for something at a mall? Like, with the stupid...
No, I was very good at the, like, guess how many jelly beans are in a jar thing, though. But that doesn't really pay off.
You would.
That doesn't really pay off. Yeah, I used to be 300 pounds. I knew my fucking shit, dude. I was
like, I actually had this last night.
Yeah, I was like, this was just an average Tuesday dinner. What do you
I mean? Don't count calories, but I do count my jelly beans.
I'm like... That's 3,000.
You just like open it. And
yeah. I won't go above 5,000.
That's 223 jelly beans. Oh, that's like so many jelly beans. Oh my god, there's a black licorice one.
It's a Jaeger, is that a Jaeger bean? Jaeger bean.
Jaeger bean. Oh my god, yeah, that's insane. That's a Pornhub search right there.
Jaeger bean.
Jaeger bean. Flicking her Jaeger bean.
This is German dungeon porn. They're like, oh yeah, das Jaeger bean.
She squirts out Jaeger.
I'm wet.
Yeah.
Sulking.
Give me more. Oh, now you're going to Christopher Walken. Yeah.
I was soaked. My Jaeger.
Natalie,
what are you doing? Drenched.
I have the power.
Only cure is more Jaeger.
Oh my god!
I
dude.
Stored this Jaeger in my ass for 2 years. Your father.
This watch, this Jaeger. Two mice fall into a bucket of Jaeger. One gets drunk, and that's the one you take home, Frank.
That's the one I shoved in my ass.
You take her someplace exotic.
Ah,
like Florida.
I was going to say to Ridgewood, but that was...
Everyone's in a subtropical climate.
Yeah, exactly.
Global warming is real. Mm. I'm here to tell you first.
Toasty.
Yeah. My next guest will be Al Gore.
Oh, my God.
It's getting crazy.
Rip. Oh, he invented the internet, so we need to rip the last
He's
democratically.
Not dead.
Well, rip the future of American democracy after the Bush Gore.
Rip that Band-Aid off. That's for sure. Oh,
I'm three shots in. Let's get political.
Yeah, dude, no.
What are your thoughts on Israel Palestine?
Yo, some people will get like very deep and serious, but not you.
No,
not you.
No, no.
You don't have depth.
No, not me. I have no thoughts. Head empty, only margarita.
Yeah, no. You don't. Yeah, you don't go deep. You're shallow. It's cool.
Yeah, I can't go deep.
It's good.
That's why we drink the
Jaeger. Well, on that note. All right, what do you want to butt plug, my friend?
Butt plug? Well. Should I not have brought the second one?
My OnlyFans name is.
I've been vibrating in the chair the whole time. What are we
I've been
plugging?
Sitting on a dildo this entire episode. That's why
I'm so bouncy in the chair. Right
is that why?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. High energy.
It's hot.
Butt plug. I would say check me out at Jake_Lemonade97 if you'd want to see any of my comedy and our sketches. We got Jay Walker Productions coming out here soon. If you like me and you hate the British, watch the Honky Hour every Thursday with my friend Jamie McClellan.
Yes.
You can catch me all around New York City. Sometimes I go on the road. If you want to see me in your city, pay me and I'll come, please.
Send me a nude and I'll think about it.
Hey, swipe up. What's up? I don't have any apps, so you're going to have to DM me on Instagram the old-fashioned way. What's up? It's the Oregon Trail of getting pussy. What's going on?
Red Dead Redemption.
I'll die of dysentery in your ass. I'll bring it right to a town near you.
Wow.
And then, catch us at the Comedy Fight Club whenever. I'm usually doing some Florida Man shit there, too.
Yeah, you do. You ripped off your pants last time. That was nice.
And I'll do it again.
Yeah, he will.
And if you like guns, send me photos of you shooting shit because that'll be funny for me. Send me videos of you like Kid Rocking some Bud Lights or whatever. That'd be fun for everybody.
He's like, I don't even need the follow. I just want to talk to people.
Good for me, yeah.
I'm lonely.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I just want to see you shoot shit because I don't shoot shit.
Wow, straight shooter Jake Lemonade, everybody. Bang. Wow. Okay. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, look at that fucking round of applause. Rick's Ooh. On it. Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
Whoo.
Everything I say is not serious all the time.